Palmer, St. Helena, California, March 5, 1911. Palmer, Tacoma Park Station, Washington. Dear Brother Palmer, I was pleased to receive a letter from you as one who has been appointed to act a part in the distribution of the sustentation fund. In the past, I have many times spoken of our duty to sustain the needy ones among the Lord's laborers who, because of age, or on account of weakness caused by exposure or hard labor in the Lord's work, can no longer bear the burdens they have once borne. When these faithful laborers become sick, we should manifest our interest in them and see that they do not suffer for lack of the things they need. This is a sacred privilege as well as a duty. Let us now be careful not to discourage these workers and make them feel that there is but little that they can do. Their influence may still be exerted in the work of the Lord. The testimony of the aged ministers will be a help and a blessing to the church. They have borne their heavy burdens in the past, in the heat of the day, and they are not now to be regarded as of little service because of their feebleness or old age. Give them opportunity to bear their testimony in behalf of present truth. The Lord will give them words to speak that will be a help and a blessing to the hearers. God will watch over his aged standard bearers night and day until the time comes for them to lay off their armor. Let them be assured that they are under the protecting care of him who never slumbers nor sleeps, watched over by unwearied sentinels. Knowing this, and realizing that they are abiding in Christ, they will rest trustfully in the providences of God. My brethren, it is right that sure plans be laid for the support of our aged workers, or the younger workers who are suffering because of overwork. It is right that a fund should be created to make comfortable these faithful soldiers who still long to put brain, bone, and muscle into the work of giving the last note of warning to the world. Let us not become weary in sustaining the afflicted or the aged standard bearers, who have in the past labored faithfully, but who are now unable to carry the work as they have done formerly. This is a part of our duty at this time.